Project featured here is the LVL home. It's the larger version of the LV home. It's the three-bedroom unit. The LV is our two-bedroom unit. And basically what we're striving to do is to provide quality, affordable, and modern design. It is a kit system, like Andrew was saying. We use an open wall panel system. We're providing the structural shell. So the interior is left up to the client. We provide the one structural interior wall. We provide plans with our standard wall layout, but it's also flexible. So if the clients want to move things around, there's a lot of customization they can do there. And we also provide a construction manual that has the details and specifications for the products that we use in the show home. But they can also choose their own finished materials and furnishings. So it's just kind of up to the client and what they want and how close they want to stick to our original model, but there's also a lot of flexibility in the design. And we also include the galvanized aluminum siding in the kit, too. But they do have options with that as well. They can go for the hardy panel siding because some neighborhoods won't allow reflective materials to be used. And the way it's laid out is our service spaces are in the back of the house with the clear story windows above for daylighting. But then it's more privacy in that section, whereas the living spaces have the 10-foot slider doors, so you really can take advantage of the view, and there you can open up the house as well to the outdoors. So I don't know if you just, are we just talking about the projects featured here, or do you want to talk about the other things we do?
Oh, no, you can mention some because you guys are starting on a whole.
Yeah, we have a whole series. The LV series is our open wall panel system. And we're also working on some new models, which is going to be the LVG for garage to go with the house. They can be attached and combined, too. You can't stack them vertically, but you can build, as far as the houses, you can build them on a basement or a crawl space foundation. And what works really nicely is some of our clients are building on hillsides, and you can build like a walkout basement. So then on the one side, you're getting the two-story facade, and the other is the one-story, so you still get the look of the LV. And we're also working on the LVM, which is for mini. It's going to be like a studio version of the LV. And the LV150, which will meet the hurricane wind load codes for Florida for the 150-mile-per-hour winds. And then a whole other line of products, which is going to be our camp series. We're using structurally insulated panels for that. It's a panelized system, and that's more of a do-it-yourself project. The LV series is... it's something that any contractor can do because we're using fairly traditional stick-built technologies. So it's your local contractors would be familiar with it. So our clients can hire basically anyone to do the house, and we provide very detailed instructions in as well as a DVD and animation of how it's all going together. So it can be built on site by general contractors, but the camp series is more of a do-it-yourself project, and 2 to 4 people could put it up in 2 days. So it's pretty quick, and it's more of a recreational structure as well. So the wall panels that we send out the structural wall panels, but we also have the faux wall panels, which go on the exterior of that. And it's giving you 12 inches of wall space, so you can get up to an R39 value if you're using just standard bat insulation in the walls, which is part of what makes the house adaptable to different regions. Because in the south, you don't need the extra insulation, but in northern climates, you will. And you'll also want to go with like higher grade window packages because the windows are not included, because depending on where you're building, your windows could cost 2 times as much as you would need them to in more moderate climates. And then the faux wall panels are what give the house the cantilevered look, the floating aesthetic, and also it houses the downspout, so that's all concealed. It acts as the parapet walls for the flat roof system, and it also is serving as eaves for the windows to protect the windows from water infiltration. It's all being built on site. We do have pre-drilled holes for the electrical wiring to run through, so that goes in faster, but basically the building inspectors can come in and inspect the house as it's being built. And since it's built on site and by a contractor, it will qualify for a traditional mortgage loan. So that's the main reason that we do what we do. And also will conform with UBC codes and IRC codes, so it's easily adaptable to basically anywhere in the country. The first prototype is why it's called the LV, is because it was built in Laguna Verde in Chile for her parents, and that was her prototype home. And then she was looking into making it a panelized system, basically working in modular architecture. She went around and talked with different manufacturers, but they all kind of wanted them to do thing or wanted her to do the things their way, and you know, she had her own idea of how she wanted this to work, and her own ideas of how to make it most affordable. So she just decided to do it on her own and hire subcontractors, come up with all the shop drawings, so we hire people directly to build the panels rather than working with the manufacturers.